This podcast of Indiana High School Athletics on WGCLradio.com is brought to you by Smithville.
Ready to fire up that new HD television with top sports action? Fiber-fueled IPTV from locally owned Smithville Communications delivers the best quality digital television. And now there's even more great sports in the Smithville lineup. Smithville is adding more HD channels and other features, so don't get left behind. Get the Smithville Triple Play today. For more information, visit smithville.com today. Or call 800-742-4084. That's 800-742-4084.
Panthers will go left to right on the radio dial here. Bloomington North, the winner in the first game tonight, 70-57. And the Bloomington South Panthers looking to join them in the winner's bracket. Tip control to the Panthers, Johnny Jaeger. Jaeger across the timeline, Vince Grana on him. Jaeger, they go down low to Kirby. Kirby spins, no passes back out. Elliott swings it over to Tucker Blackwell. They go down into Martindale. Now back to Logan Kirby. Kirby with the basketball. Stops. Leaves it for Jaeger. Drives inside. Dishes over to Tucker Blackwell. Tucker driving. Now he gets it over to Martindale. Martindale. Maybe got away with a walk. Now over to Nick Elliott. Now Johnny Jaeger with it. They post it up in again to Kirby.
Straight up.
Kirby with good
beauty.
Shot was good. Logan Kirby over Cooper Glick as they get the favorable matchup. Kirby with a 3-inch height advantage there, and the Panthers on top here, 2-0.
Nice little jump. Oh.
Over to Glick. Glick now. Blackwell on him. He tried to do a...
Stay on your feet. Oh, I can't believe Tucker didn't get a call for a foul right there.
Now Kirby gets a rebound. Yeah, Glick didn't believe he didn't get that call either. Martindale now has it at the other end. Josh posted up. Kelly now with a little baby hook. No good. And rebound pulled down by Cooper Glick. Glick quickly in the front court for Columbus East. Columbus North. here we go. All right, inside Larson. Larson puts up a shot. Got it. Trent Larson, first 2 points of the game for the Columbus North Bulldogs. We're tied at 2. 6:40 to go here in the first quarter.
And Trent Larson has taken Tucker Blackwell. He's about an inch taller. Nice.
Elliott misses a shot. Block inside by Kelly. Kelly will bring it into the front court. Now waits to give it to a guard. And he gives it to Grano. They swing it over to Glick. Glick with a three. Missed that one. Rebound pulled down by Johnny Jaeger. Jaeger quickly in the front court for the Panthers. Jaeger drives to the hoop. Leaves it for Elliott. Elliott now brings it out top. Now drives down low. Kirby posted up on Glick. Kirby turns. Still turns, now gets it back to Elliott, runs inside, and got the roll. Give the assist to Logan Kirby, the basket to Nick Elliott. Panthers on top, 4-2.
Nick Elliott nicely kept moving without the ball. Good pass by Logan Kirby.
Granite just got the ball taken away from him by Jaeger. Jaeger in the front court, still has it, now stops, leaves it for Elliott. Elliott over to Tucker Blackwell. Blackwell with Larson on him, stops. Now to Martindale. Martindale.
Nice pass
inside Kirby. Boy, mismatch there as Kelly had him on the switch. Kirby had 5 inches on Kelly. Kirby now with 4 points. Panthers on top, 6-2.
Grana just tosses it out of bounds. I think that's just, Larson has not been playing with these guys that much in practice, John. He went on a backdoor move. Grana threw it where he wasn't.
Johnny Jaeger with the ball. Grana picking him up in the backcourt. Jaeger gets it down the front court, leaves it for Blackwell. Decker, Martin on him. Martindale coming way outside. Now to Jaeger. Quick pass inside to Kirby. Inside the three. Martindale just barely drew iron with that one. The rebound was pulled down by King. King gives it to Grana. Grana across the timeline to Glick. Glick now to Larson. Larson drives, stops at the free throw line. Back to now Larson with a shot of three. Missed it. He passed it to Glick. He gave it back to him immediately. Kirby with a rebound. And across the timeline is Jaeger. Jaeger stops. Gives it out to Kirby. Now to Jaeger. Jaeger fakes the three. Drives on Grana. And now we got a foul on Grana.
Cheap call. Cheap call.
First foul of the ball game.
Well, it was. Should have been the second. They should have had Tucker Blackwell
for
one.
They should have at the other end. That should have been a foul. You're right. Jaeger now has it. Grana on him. Now to Blackwell. Three ball on the way.
Boom, baby. That's sorry, Slick. I had to say it.
Blackwell hit 42% of his threes, and he was hit nothing but the bottom of the net on that one. Panthers jumping out here to a 9-2 lead. Glick with it. Drives on Elliott. Now stops. Reverses it over to King. King gets it inside. Larson fakes. Goes up. Martindale on the block. Now, they're going to call him for the foul.
Now, there was a clean block. and they're calling a foul on Josh Martindale there.
Martindale tends to get in foul trouble here of late.
Hey, John, like you said, Larson looks, so far, he looks fine as far as moving as he hits that free throw.
Yeah, you know, the thing I was wondering about him is, I mean, I wasn't worried about him going front and
laterally.
South, but yeah, the lateral movement, he seems to, you never know that he was playing on a badly, well, not badly damaged, but it's a damaged knee. He's all taped
That's
up.
That's why I'm thinking trying to guard Tucker Blackwell might, as he hits the second free throw, might not be the best thing for them to do. But like I said, he's an inch or so taller than Tuck, and that's probably why they're going to put him on there. He's got long arms, too.
Blackwell with it. Chance Quayle checked in at that last dead ball. With the ball now, Jagger out front to Elliott. Now they go to Blackwell. Tucker leaves it to Quayle. Quayle now drives, pulls up, little six-footer, no good. Ball batted around. Logan Kirby with the trash puts it in. Kirby with 6 points. And the Panthers lead back to 7, 11-4.
You got 2 6-foot-6-inch strong seniors in there. Columbus North's going to have a hard time controlling the boards.
Flick puts up a shot, no good, and Kobe has another rebound. He leads it for Jager. Jager in the front court. Grana on him. Johnny, looks over to Elliott in the corner. They look inside. Kirby wants the ball. Jager now dribbles behind the back, leaves it for Elliott. Elliott out top. Elliott now drives to the hoop and gets it out to Tucker Blackwell. Blackwell. Over to Elliott. Elliott drives inside, puts up a little runner, and didn't get the roll. King with a rebound. He gives it to Grana. That's the timeline. Panther lead 11-4. Grana. With Lick, they swing it over to Alex King. Grana. Lick on Blackwell, and did he get the charge? Yes.
Well, way to move your feet, Tucker. I'm kind of surprised on that one too, but I mean, the kid Tucker did, he beat him to the spot. Glick being left-handed, and he does like to reverse the ball back and come in the middle of the floor.
Tough night for Glick. He's got a charge and probably should have been fouled on the three ball attempt earlier in the ball game.
Yeah, well, you know what, tough luck. We're not rooting for Glick.
11-4. Panthers on top.
We are Monroe County radio station.
Johnny Jager. Keenan Francis checked into the lineup. Quayle with it. Now to Blackwell. Inside to Martindale. Posting up on Glick. Well, they like that matchup. Quayle with a three. Rainbow got it. Three ball by Chance Quayle. And the Panther lead now 10, 14-4. 2:33 remaining here in the first quarter. With the ball is Grana. Grana drives on Jager. Now stops. Now leaves it for Kelly. Kelly. And it is stripped of the ball by Jager. Jager in the front court. Nice pass over to Blackwell. Three on the way. Got it. Oh, yes. Jason Spears got to get a timeout.
Yeah.
Run out of the gymnasium. Panthers all over him. 17-4. Back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Panther basketball on WGCL. Panthers off to a great start here tonight, 17-4, knocking down threes. Tucker Blackwell's got two of them. Logan Kirby has been the force inside. He's got 6 points here. Panthers doing a great job, Terry, both ends of the court.
Yeah, they are, John. They're playing good defense. They forced three Columbus North turnovers already. No turnovers for South. South pretty much owning the boards. Logan Kirby, 6 points and three rebounds already. As you said, South 3-for-3 from three ball range with Coyle hitting one and Tucker Blackwell hitting two.
Larson brings it across the timeline. 2:13 to go here in the first quarter. Columbus North has to get something going or they're going to get blown out of the gymnasium. Larson stops. King with it. Now drives on Coyle. Put up a shot. He missed the shot. And there's another charge he called and Tucker Blackwell's picked up his second charge.
Now that was the correct call. Nice for King. He faked a shot and decided to drive because he's pretty much been a long-distance shooter. So I think that's probably a good move by his part, but obviously didn't drive very much because he just ran right over Tucker Blackwell.
Martindale inbounds the ball, gets it into Jager. Grana picking him up in the backcourt. Jager should have no problem though getting it across the timeline. It's a great ball handler, and he does. Now sets up the Panther offense. Jager stops, and I think he thought that Martindale was going to do the alley-oop, and instead, Martindale had to save it.
Columbus North had that scouted out. They saw the play. They held up. They chucked Martindale as he came across. The guy jumped out on the screen. It was a Jason Spear has seen that one before.
Yeah, Jager looked over at JR and said, yeah, I think they scouted. They did a good job of scouting that play. Tonight's broadcast of basketball on WGCL brought to you by the good folks at Commercial Service, Resident Entertainment Commercial Service. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Give them a call, 339-9114. By Comprehensive Financial Consultants, personalized strategies for creating income in retirement. Visit them on the web at cfci.us. Call them at 334-3190, member FINRA, SIPC.
Oh, you're getting to be a pro with
them. Oh, yeah. Mitchell Kelly has the ball. And Keaton Brand stripped it, but Johnny ends up with it.
And then Johnny Jager knocked it out of bounds.
I thought there for a second, though, that it went off a Columbus North Bulldog. It did not. Humes has checked into the lineup. Marcus Humes, 6'4 senior. So it's Humes, Larson, Glick, ooh, Kelly, and Grana.
Chance Coyle almost took that one.
Hughes tries to get it inside to Glick. Kelly able to track it down. Now they get it over to Larson. Trans is on him. Glick looking over to Jason Spear for the offensive play set. Now they'll run the play. Grana has it. Panthers, though, picking them up well on defense. Grana stops just outside the free throw line to Larson. Coyle all over him. Drives, Larson now stops. Maybe got away with a little shove. Shot was missed. Ball tipped around. Larson got the rebound. Flick with a long three. No good. Blackwell skied for the rebound. He couldn't hang on to it. Keenan Franz, though, got it. He bounced it off of Humes out of bounds. And the ball should go to the Panthers. No, I guess they say Franz was on the out-of-bounds line when he did that.
It must have been what it was. Or he missed Humes, one or the other, and threw it on the line.
There's a heady play there by Franz. Inside, Glick with a runner, no good. Forced that shot. And Keenan Franz with a rebound. Franz with an interesting mouthpiece. It's a football mouthpiece. Not one that you would see a regular basketball player wear. One that you would see a running back. Oh, Eric Dickerson. He used to wear it when he was running back for the Colts and the L.A. Rams. Boy, I'm dating myself there. Franz almost got his pocket picked by Glick. Gets it over to Jager. Jager. Rana way out on him. Now Jager makes his move. Leaves it for Tucker Blackwell. We're under a minute. Actually, we're under 20 seconds. So this will be the final shot of the quarter. Jager. Rana on him. The only question is who's taking that last shot. Keenan Franz has it. We're at 7 seconds. Martindale has it.
Oh, nice pass.
Underneath to Franz. Off the glass. Got it. Give the assist to Coyle. The basket to Franz. 19-4 our score at the end of one. Back after this 1 minute timeout, you're listening to Bloomington South Panther basketball on WGCL. 19-4 our score here at the end of the first quarter. Bloomington South Panthers all over the Columbus North Bulldogs. Panthers getting it done. A number of different people. Kirby has 6. Blackwell with 6. Chance Coyle has 3. Keenan Franz with 2 points. He scored the final basket of the first quarter on a great pass from Chance Coyle. Glick attacks in the front court, takes it inside off the glass. He couldn't get it. Can't get nothing to fall. Elliott with the rebound, gets it over to Blackwell. Cross the timeline. Tucker still has it. And now throws it back out to Jager, and they'll set up the offense. Jager attacks to the right side, stops. Kirby outside. Now Martindale. Martindale did not score any points in that first quarter. Elliott. They reverse it now to Martindale. Humes on him. Martindale, Blackwell, 3 on the way. Missed it. Deep rebound comes to who? Martindale tracks it down. Gets it to Jager. Jager stops. Nice pass inside. Elliott puts up a shot. He was hammered. Foul's going to be on Humes, I believe.
Panthers shot 61%, 8-13, John, in the first quarter. 3-3 from 3-ball range. Columbus North only got 7 shots total in the whole first quarter. 1-7.
At the free throw line, Nick Elliott. Elliott is a 50% free throw shooter. Nothing but the bottom of the well on that one. Second one on the way is good as well. 21-4, biggest lead of the ball game. Coming at the 7:15 mark of the second quarter. Panthers in command here. Glick with the ball. And he tried to, he just threw it away. Blitz looks at the official, says, hey, somebody hit me on the wrist. That's why that was a bad pass.
No, they didn't. You threw it out of bounds. I mean,
he's trying to get it to Grana, and that was a bad pass.
Yeah, it was just a bad pass.
Blitz really hasn't got into the flow of this ball game, and credit the Panther defense for part of the reason.
Trent Larson has all four of the Columbus North points, and he didn't even play against South in the game one.
Jager drives inside. Glick with the block. Rebound to Humes. Glick in the front court. Pickley drives. Puts up a shot. Missed it. And rebound is brought down by Tucker Blackwell. Quickly to Jager. Jager leaves it up and got it.
That's a big basket. We needed to get Johnny Jager going. The Panthers need him to be able to score some points.
23-4, our score. 6:34 remaining. Inside, Grana, and Jager grabs him. I'm going to let him get the shot off. Jager with the foul. And Columbus North shell-shocked here early on.
Yeah, they are, John.
Taylor Gilpin coming in. Tucker Blackwell sits down. Blackwell with 6 points. And he had a big regular season game against these Bulldogs, had 29 points. Hughes will throw it in. And gets it into Larson. Larson drives on Elliott.
Oh.
Hughes ends up with it as Jager knocked it loose. Shot put up by Glick, and he can't get it. Kirby with a rebound. Kirby doing a yeoman's job inside tonight. On the boards, he's also got 6 points. Gilpin with it now. King on him. Well, there's a sizable matchup. Getting into the passing lane was Glick. And they say ball knocked out by Glick.
You know, Glick complains about every call. Guy, he's never fouled anybody. He's never done anything wrong. I like him as a player, don't get me wrong. But right now, he's 0 for 7, and he's not helping his club.
No, he didn't say it's not in the game. They're taking him out of the game, actually.
Yeah.
Jager now drives on him, ran out of room. And lucky that Larson got into the passing lane. Otherwise, that ball was going out of bounds. Jager ran out of room. He's trying to find Gilpin. 23-4, the score. And now Jager hits the deck.
Vince Grana couldn't help it. He just couldn't get stopped. I mean, he just ran right over Johnny.
Grana's second. Substitution coming in. Kelly back in. Also a new face, Steven Peter Smith, 6'7 sophomore. Good looking frame. He's going to play a lot of basketball.
Yeah, he is.
Over the next 2 years.
He played, watched him play earlier this year. He had a really nice JV game.
Most of his action's been at the JV level.
Yes, it has.
Averaging 1.2 rebounds a contest and limited varsity play. Gilpin has the ball. Kelly on in. Now Gilpin makes his way to the basket, leaves it for Kirby. Elliott with a three out top. No good. Rebound batted around McQuail, though, and Kirby. Logan Kirby. Boy, what a night he's having here. 8 points. The lead now 25-4.
Panthers. I didn't see this coming, John.
Oh, I didn't either. Panthers. And now Larson threw it, and King couldn't. King went one way. He tried to do something with the ball before he had it. Boy, when you do that, it never happens well.
We have
a timeout on the floor, and we will break for a half minute. 25-4, our score. You're listening to Panther Basketball on WGCL.
I'm glad they're doing this. But
25-4, our score. Terry, as you were mentioning during the break, no, neither one of us saw this coming.
No, John. I mean, with the kids, you know, Columbus North won a couple of games in a row towards the end of the year. They're used to playing without Josh Spidell right now. And then getting Larson back for the Bloomington North game, I think, really helped them. So we'll see what happens here. They're picking up with a little full-court trap, and they're going to have to mix it up against South, or they're going to be in trouble.
He opened with a three. He was open on that one. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Peters Smith. And now Coyle did a great job. He didn't stay in bounds with the rebound, so he did the next best thing. He threw it off of Peters Smith. And the Panthers will retain possession. Underneath their own basket, Logan Kirby will inbound the ball. Gets it in to Elliott. Elliott now out to Gilpin. Gilpin will set up the offense. Saw Tucker Blackwell hit the deck. Not sure what happened there. From the free throw line, Kirby couldn't get the ball.
Oh, nice rebound.
Back up and in, though, by Chance Coyle. Coyle now with 5 points, and it's 27-4. Panthers have started this second quarter on an 8-0 run. They led 19-4 at the end of one. Glick out of control, but he got that one to go, and he looks at the official. No, actually, he was saying something to the Panther crowd.
Yeah, well, you know what? Look at the scoreboard.
That's all you got to say to him. Blackwell the other way stops as Larson played some good defense on him. Now back out top to Gilpin. Gilpin calling out the play. Let's see what we got here. Gilpin keeps it. Not even going to give it to Blackwell. Now stops. Gives it out to Elliott out top. Swings it around to Coyle on the left wing. Now posted up is Blackwell. Blackwell on Larson. Turns on him now. Finds
nice.
Coyle. Coyle inside the three line. Got it. That's a deuce. That's a deuce by Coyle. Blackwell with the assist. Coyle with seven. And it's 29-6.
Nice move by Tucker. He got around Larson on the baseline and found Chance Coyle for a nice little two-pointer.
Larson goes and hits the deck, and I think he felt that when his injured knee did. He's a little slow.
Ouch.
Deck.
Now he's up. Good man. I don't want him to get hurt again.
Oh, I don't either. Again, he's a senior. Give him all the credit in the world for just, you know, coming back and playing.
Oh, absolutely.
Young man, 15-point average, a ball game, seen a lot of action during his career over in Columbus North. After wiping up some perspiration, gives me some time to tell you that among our sponsors, Morrison's Appliances, they do their homework. Their technicians know all the brands inside and out. Shop with the experts at Morrison's Appliances. You'll always get the best price as well. Morrison's Appliance and Service of West Kirkwood, online at Morrison's Appliance and Service.com. Johnny Jacob calls out play one. Let's see what that is tonight. Coyle with it. Humes checked back in. Franz out top. They get it over to Blackwell. Blackwell almost lost his footing. Able to retain it though, got it over to Jager. Jager looks inside, two ball attempt. Boy, he missed that one badly. Boy, did he miss that one bad. I think though he was thinking about maybe passing it. They saw he was open. He thought, well, I'll go ahead and put this one up. And he was way short.
No, I can't disagree with that.
Logan Kirby takes a seat. He's had a great ball game, 8 points. Already got a good night on the rebounding.
Yeah, I've got him for 5 boards already. Logan's really stepping up big.
Larson now has it at the other end. Gives it over to Kelly. Kelly with Johnny Jager on in. Kelly, they go down low and they
good
try to get
defense.
It in the click. Martindale knocked it back out, but Peter Smith ends up with it and he gets it over to Larson. Now Larson runs the offense. He'll take a long three and couldn't get it to fall.
Boy, good rebound.
Rams got it. Thought we were going to get a foul over the back on Peter Smith. They didn't call it. Quickly the other way. Using the left hand is Josh Martindale. Give the assist to Chance Coyle. Everybody getting involved tonight passing the ball. Good ball movement by Bloomington South. 31-6. With it now is Kelly. They go in the corner to Larson. Larson drives inside, stops, puts up a shot.
That was a nice move.
Larson now, he's got 6 of the 8 points that Columbus North has scored. Franz now with a shot.
Geez.
Nice pass from Martindale. We got a foul underneath on Coyle. Coyle commits a foul, and he knew it.
Put a little air under it, Keenan, or drive it in.
Steven Peter Smith checks out. It's Grana coming back in.
You know, John, there's only two people shot the ball today, tonight, for Columbus North, and that's Cooper Glick or Trent Larson. Nobody else even attempted a shot.
Well, that's Glick, and now we got a reach-in foul on Johnny Jager, either him or Coyle. Well, trying to pick up a charge. Let's see if he called the foul on him. It's his second.
Kid has really grown up, playing well. You know, had a decent freshman year. Now he's got some confidence. He's going to grow a little bit. Throw him and Tucker Blackwell out there together next year. That's going to be two guys going to be hard to stop.
Well, really grew up in that Warren Central game. That was a physical ball game, and he held his own that night with 15 points. Glick fakes the three. Franz on him. Glick with a runner. Forced that one. He got it. And you could almost make a case for offensive goaltending on Hughes as he grabbed the rim. J.R. Holmes. Neil Coyle off the bench. To no avail.
No basket.
Yeah, they didn't count the basket. Hughes is up there on the rim. I don't think they were going to get the call, but they do. Franz is his first foul. Glick. Got it. Glick, 76% shooter on the year. Hilliard Lions is located at 202 South College Avenue here in town. Visit them online at Hilliard.com. Hilliard Lions, investment, counseling to grow, protect, and manage wealth since 1854. It's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
Doing that. Glick,
good
with the
company.
Second free throw. He's got 4 points. And finally, Columbus North in double figures, but they trail big, 31-10. Jaeger with it now. Down low, Martindale off the glass.
And oh, I can't believe he missed it.
Goal, and Keenan France got the rebound, tried to save it off of King, but Ronnie ends up with it. And now Larson. Larson takes on Blackwell, now comes inside, put up a shot, no good. And Tucker Blackwell has a rebound. Blackwell quickly in the front court, still has it, now leaves it to Jaeger. Over to Elliott. Elliott drives inside, put up a runner, got it. Nick Elliott. He's got 6 points, came into the game averaging 4.5 points a contest. So he's showing some offensive prowess here tonight. 33-10, Panthers on top by 23 points. King drives inside, leaves it over for Glick. Glick tries to go inside, pass was bad, and Elliott with it. Now over to Tucker. Tucker inside, Martindale. Martindale puts it on the floor, leaves it for France.
Oh, nice.
A pass over the shoulder. Martindale misses the shot, Glick with the rebound, and Martindale fouls it. That was a nifty pass by France.
Yes, it was.
And now we got a technical foul. And I think it's on Cooper Glick. Either him or maybe. I don't know. He wasn't looking at Martindale. I hope.
Okay, he called the foul on Martindale.
Right. Well, if they're calling a technical on Glick, why would Glick get a technical?
I don't know.
Let's see what we got.
Taunting. No, he called it on. He called it on Josh.
We got one on Martindale and also one on Columbus.
That's Glick.
All right, so Glick picks up a foul, and that's a personal. So he's got two fouls. Martindale likewise with two fouls. Yeah, well, you pointed it out earlier that Glick's been a little chippy tonight.
He was chippy in the first game too. And you know what? As a guy back, you know, when I was his age, and I had confidence too. But you know what? You don't have to be a jerk about it. And he's too good. He doesn't need to do it. Every time somebody looks at him, they want a foul. Him and Franz will get into it before it's over because Keenan's going to play him tough, and he's going to cry about it.
Larson has the ball. Again, if you're a Panther, all you got to do is say, hey, look at the scoreboard. You're down by 23.
I'll tell you what.
Glick with it. Larson, a long three. Got it. All right, here's Larson. Larson now heating up. He's got 9. 33-13 the score. Jaeger with it in the front court, drives to the right side, stops, gets it down low to Kirby. Kirby turns on King, now makes his way to the basket, and we got a charging foul on Logan Kirby.
Nice flop.
Now the NBA, what is that, a $2,000? No, it's more than a $2,000.
$5,000.
I was going to say $2,000, that's not much. But really,
well,
$5,000 isn't that much if you're in the NBA.
Hey, Mitch Kelly, buddy, he sold it. That's all right.
Drops
the referee was standing right next to him.
Oh, no, we got a travel here. King, he's undecided.
Well, that just makes up for the bad call there.
Yeah, I think he thought Larson was going to go one way. And again, that, as you mentioned earlier, Larson hasn't practiced with him a lot. So maybe there's some unfamiliarity there. Well, substitutions coming in for the Panthers. Michael Connor, a senior, checking in. Kirby will sit down. They don't want to get Kirby to pick up another foul here before halftime.
No.
Connor, a senior. Well, those good role players.
Now the Panthers are going small with Elliott at 6'4", the tallest, and four guards.
Connor averaging 3 points a ball game. Gilpin with it. Now out top to Elliott. Elliott over to Tucker Blackwell. Now to Connor. Now to Gilpin. Gilpin leaves it for Jaeger. Jaeger out top. Now to Connor. Comes out to get it on the right wing.
Oh.
Now to Tucker.
They're going to milk this, John. There's 30 seconds to go in the half. South 33-13.
The only question is, who's going to take that shot?
Exactly.
Well, now Gilpin has the ball. Now he gets it to Tucker. Larson on him. Tucker still with it. We're now under 10. Now I guess
they're wanting Tucker to take it.
Tucker puts it. A little juke move on. He puts up a shot.
Nice.
And
oh,
get it back up. Oh, and in by Nick Elliott. Nick Elliott. Nobody was on him underneath, and he tips it back in. And the Panthers lead here at halftime, 35-13. We'll continue with more from J.R. Holmes Court after this 2 minute timeout. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther basketball on WGCL. and it'll be side out for Columbus North as we get this second half underway. King will inbound the ball. He gives it to Grana. Grana across the timeline. Grana now stops on the right wing. Larson long three out top, and that's a good start for Columbus North. Grana knocks down the three ball. Larson knocks down the three ball.
Yeah, that was Trent Larson.
Larson is second of the ball game. Blackwell gets it across the timeline, and Jacob couldn't control it, out of bounds.
It's only the third turnover in this whole game for South, and that was just a bad pass by Tucker Blackwell, and Jager couldn't handle it.
Again, Columbus North doing a little wrong, or doing a little right in that first half, and Bloomington South did a little wrong. Grana with the basketball. Now attacks to the right side, stops.
Yeah, the scoreboard operator gave those 3 points to South and not Columbus North.
Yeah, they'll make that correction here shortly, I'm sure. Cooper Glick with it, stops inside the free throw line. Grana open from three, no good. And Blackwell with a rebound. Tucker across the timeline. Now dribbles to the right side, still has it, now stops and finds Kirby. Kirby with the ball. Back out to Jager. Jager calls out the play, now Blackwell on the right baseline. Tucker drives, stops. Nice pass inside, off the glass. Josh Martindale gives the assist to Tucker Blackwell. Martindale now has 4 points.
Good roll to the basket by Josh. Tucker went up like he was going to shoot it and just dropped it down to him. Nicely done.
Grana with it. Now drives. Uses the forearm a little bit. Gives it to King. King stops. Now back to Grana. Grana to go down low to Kelly. Kelly's now going to be shooting the ball over Kirby. Now it gets it back to Grana. Grana inside. Kelly right off the glass. Good. He'll shoot it over Johnny Jager. That was a nice pass inside. Kelly, his first 2 points of the ball game.
Yeah, nice exchange. Pick and roll. South made the wrong move. They never should have did what they, and then
pass inside. Elliott with a good look inside. Larson had no choice but to find Kirby. Kirby at the free throw line on the year, 59% shooter. In the first ball game, Bloomington North knocking off Shelbyville 70-57. They'll take on East Central Friday night, the first game. Logan Kirby from the free throw line, his first free throw tonight. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Second one is up and good as well.
Right away, Logan.
39-18. 6:20 to go here in the third quarter. Larson across the timeline. Leads it for Grana. Cooper Glick gives it over to Larson. Another three. Good. Boy, Larson now starting to heat up. He's got three balls. 15 points in the game. 39-21. Columbus North still down by 18, but boy, they've been down more. They're down 25 at one point in the first half. Blackwell with it. Martindale open underneath. They don't see him. And now Nick Elliott out top. Nick gives it over to Jager. Jager doesn't use the pick from Kirby. Instead, he is fouled by Kelly. Mitchell Kelly is a quarterback on the football team. Engineering student, straight A student, wants to study engineering the next level. Might he head to Purdue? Never know.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, let him too much. Kirby had the right idea. He just couldn't make the connection to Martindale.
Well, he has no business taking a ball out of bounds over there. I'm surprised JR even let him do it. But that's all right. Only the fourth turnover for South, and they're still up 39-21.
Glick over to Larson. Larson now back to Cooper Glick. Glick leads it for Grana. Now to Glick. Alex King. King with all three on the way. Larson. Boy, I tell you what, somebody's going to have to get on him. That's four threes in the ball game, and now it's 39-24, 5:17. JR wants a timeout. We will break for 1 minute. You're listening. No, we're going to break for 30 seconds. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther basketball on WGCL. 24 is the score. Panthers on top. 15-point lead. They've led by as many as 25.
Trent Larson, John, has decided to get hot. And he's got 18 points already.
All right, they get the ball in to Josh Martindale. Martindale out top, gives it over to Tucker. Tucker drives inside, stops. Back out to Martindale. They go back to Jager. Jager out high. Now to Nick Elliott. Elliott with the ball, gives it to Martindale. Down low, Kirby. Kirby on Glick, turns, drives inside, got it. Oh, he could get it. Kirby tips it up, and out of bounds. They say last touch, though, by Vince Grana. Right idea inside to Logan Kirby. He just couldn't get it to go down.
Two layups he's missed on the last two times down the floor.
Now he's going to try it again on Glick. Glick can't stop him. Glick absolutely cannot stop him with the defensive end. Kirby now with 12.
I think he needs to use that left-handed shot more often. Yeah. He's had two of those tonight.
It looked good. No question. 41-24, lead back up to 17 after the Bulldogs cut it to 15. Glick drives on Blackwell. Forces the shot, no good. Ball batted around. Glick ends up with it, put it up, and got the shooter's roll. Glick has scored 6 points tonight, but he has shot a ton of shots to get those 6 points. He's missed a lot more than he's hit. Martindale with it on Kelly. Now stops, gives it back to Jager. Jager drives inside, takes it all the way, put up a shot, got it. Johnny Jager has 4 points. Lead back up to 17, 43-26. Grana now drives inside, leaves it over for Glick. Glick got a nice pick from Kelly. Now over to Larson. Larson looks inside, still has it. Now to Kelly. Kelly with a three. No good. Kelly is a 29% shooter. There's a reason why he had an open three ball there at the top. And he'll tell the coach, hey, I was open, but man.
There's a reason. There's always a reason.
Now, Kelly averaging 2 points on the year. He's not in there for his offense. Into Jager. Double teamed in the backcourt. Gets it to Blackwell. Now to Keenan Franz, who has checked into the lineup. Jazz has Chance Coyle. With the ball now, Jager.
Jager to Kelly. There he is.
Oh, they wanted to go inside and a kick on with King. Otherwise, that was Franz with a lay-in. Provided that shot would have gone down by Franz inside.
Yeah, nice look. Nice look.
Coyle will throw it in. He gets it into Blackwell. Tucker drives inside, leaves it for Franz. Franz passes up that shot. Now over to Kirby, and now back to Jager. Oh, wide open is Chance Coyle underneath. Jager with the assist. Chance Coyle now has 9 points. The lead back up to 19, 45-26. Alex King with the basketball. Larson with a long three. Missed that one. And Coyle fights for the rebound with Kelly. Kelly comes out of there with it to Larson. Larson is fouled by Franz. Franz thought he got all ball. Official didn't see it that way. And unfortunately, he wasn't shooting the ball because he'd be taking three free throws if he was. That's just the first foul on the Panthers here in the third quarter. Glick throws it into Grana. Grana to Kelly. Blackwell steals. Oh, they say he's out of bounds. That's a nice hustle play defensively. Official pats him on the back and said, yes, sir, son, that was a nice play you made, but your foot was on the line.
Aye, good call. Good defense, outside hand out. Knocked it away, just didn't have enough room to grab it.
Glick over to Grana. Grana gets it into Kelly. Kelly driving on Coyle. Now instead thinks better of it, gets the ball back to Grana. Grana drives inside. Nice move inside, got it. Vince Grana's first 2 points in the ball game. The lead back is cut to 17, 45-28, 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. With the basketball, it's Johnny Jager. Jager driving on Grana, stops. Now over to Coyle, now to Kelly, back to Coyle. Coyle drives inside. Thought about shooting it, so goes to Blackwell inside. Franz, he couldn't get that shot to go down, and rebound was pulled down by King. King leaves it for Grana, back to King. King can hit it from three. You got to get on him. He drives on Coyle and loses the ball momentarily. They got it back and got it back to Larson. Larson dribbling out top.
Don't switch there. Don't switch that.
Now Grana brings it way out. 2 minutes exactly remaining here in the quarter. Grana drives. Jager stripped him of the ball. Diamond on the floor. It is Blackwell. We got a jump ball. Possession arrow pointing in the direction of the purple and white. Substitutions. Kirby sits down. Humes comes back in. As Kelly will sit down.
My yelling at don't switch that a while ago was Chance Coyle on Larson. King was up there trying to set a pick, and Logan Kirby was going to go guard Larson. I didn't want that.
No, that's not a good matchup.
That's a good matchup.
That's not the matchup you want.
And
it
foiled
is if you're Columbus
that.
North.
Yeah.
Pass. Well, he was trying to hit Blackwell going. Jager tried to hit Blackwell cutting to the basket, but a Columbus North Bulldog got his foot on the ball and kicked it out of bounds.
There was a slim chance of that pass getting to where it needed to get, but Johnny just looks like he didn't have any confidence, not even looking to shoot the ball.
They go down low to Martindale. Martindale dribbles once, now dribbles twice. Strong move inside, no good. Ball batted around, coming out of there is Verona. Martindale, nice move inside, couldn't get the ball to go down. 45-28, minute 35 to go here in the third period. Inside is Grana. Grana, no good. Martindale got a hand on it. Blackwell ends up with the rebound. Tucker still has it. Now Keenan Franz. Franz out to Martindale. Martindale drives on Glick. Nice matchup there. Falls down. What do we got?
Well, he lost.
Last touch by Columbus North.
Yeah, he lost his feet. He had nothing. Cooper Glick kind of pulled a chair out from under him there, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Good defensive effort by Glick.
Yeah,
and he didn't talk about it either.
No, he did not. He's been pretty quiet after picking up that technical. Inside, Blackwell leaves it for Franz. He's hammered. Humes thought he got the block. He got too much of the body. He maybe got the block, but too much of the body, and Franz going to the free throw line. Keenan, 58% free throw shooter. People's State Bank is a local bank helping individuals, families, and businesses for over 100 years. A bank that truly cares about people. It's right in the name, the People's State Bank. Keenan Franz misses the front end of that two-shot foul. And he's going to play football at Valparaiso University. Second one, did he get the roll? No, he tried to tip it in, though, and coming out of there, the rebound was Glick. Glick leaves it for Larson. Now back to Glick. Glick drives inside with a runner. Put up a shot. A wild shot.
And again,
down.
Talking to the referee.
Glick with eight. He thought he was fouled on the play, but really, he kind of initiated the contact. Jager's doing some fancy dribbling. Gets it to Martindale. He missed it, and Humes fouled him. And now Martindale's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two.
This game's getting real sloppy. And it's only 45-30. The sloppier it gets, the worse it's going to be for Bloomington South. They need to take control of this game, get a good shot. They're running up and down the floor like a high school team that's had a 25-point lead. And
yeah, really, they'd be better served now to run a little clock.
I agree.
Go to the free throw line. Martindale hits the free throw.
Tell them that here in a little bit.
Kelly getting ready to check back in. He will if Martindale hits his second. Actually, they're going to let him in now. Alex King sits down. Kelly, a 6'1 junior. He was a quarterback in football, but he wasn't a thrower. He was a runner.
Yeah.
Take a look at it. That's where he got most of his offensive production.
Franz.
Was missed by Martindale, but tracking down the offensive rebound was Franz. He gets it to Coyle. They reverse it over to Martindale, and Martindale was going to hit Blackwell, and instead he throws it to Larson. Larson leaves it back to Grana, back to Larson, back up. No good. Rebound chance, Coyle. Boy, how did Larson miss that?
I don't know.
Blackwell ball loose on the floor. Larson ends up with it. Again, the Panthers just need to relax. They need to slow things down, slow the tempo down. They got a 16-point lead. Glick with it.
They're trying to deliver the knockout punch. They had the knockout punch.
Coyle has picked up a personal foul. He hacked Larson on the arm trying to make the steal.
That's his third.
Nick Elliott will come back into the lineup. Hume sits down as Stephen Peter Smith checks in. Now the official coming over here. Talking to John Hayes there at the scores bench.
John looks like he's been in a tanning bed too long.
Maybe he went. Did he go to Florida?
Well, I mean, he could have, but mine turned darker. His is. He does have his sunglass lines on, doesn't he?
He does indeed.
His is red. But good for him if he went.
We'll check with him after the game.
Yeah, we will.
All right, 23 seconds remaining here in the quarter. Grana with it. As Columbus North wants to cut this lead down to 13 heading into the final quarter. Larson with it. Now to get it over to Glick. Glick finds Grana. Grana out top. Elliott on him. Now to Larson. Larson might be the guy they want to take that shot. Larson and Blackwell blocked the got a hand on it. That's Columbus North ends up with it. And now they got a foul inside Glick. On a slap and let the ball. 0.7 seconds remaining in the quarter.
Tucker Blackwell stripped the ball from Larson very nicely. Then Johnny Jaeger stripped it away. Keenan Franz got the foul, and Cooper Glick will go to the line for, I guess, two. Yeah, they said he was shooting. Huh.
Glick at the free throw line. And he got it. Glick now 3 of 3 from the stride. 76% shooter at game time. Second one is on the way, and good as well. 46-32. Long heave by Blackwell would not have counted had it gone. 46-32 to score. Back with our fourth quarter call after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther basketball on WGCL. 46-32 our score. Panthers on top here as we begin the final 8 minutes of action. Side out for the Columbus North Bulldogs. Glick will inbound it. Gets it in to Larson. Larson, strong move to the hoop. Lobby got a hand on it to deflect it down. Blackwell the other way. He leaves it for Jaeger. And wow, we got a travel call. Haven't had many of those here tonight. Haven't had a bombing call at all. We actually had one the other night, the Warren Central game. That's the first one we've... I couldn't even tell you.
Wow.
The previous time that we had a palming call in a ball game. Panthers have led by as many as 25. They lead now by 14. Larson with the basketball. Gives it over to Glick. Glick with it now. Three ball in. Elliott's on him. Glick out top. Now stops. And he leaves it for Grana. Grana to Kelly. Kelly now to Larson. Larson reverses it. Now gives it back over to Glick. Glick out top. Now drives. Takes it all the way. Against Kirby, and he got it. Now Glick's going to tell you he was fouled on that one, but he wasn't quickly the other way as Elliott got it. Boy, Elliott doing a good hustle job there. Getting down to the other end. He's now in double figures. The lead back up to 14, 48 to 34. With the ball is Larson. Larson leaves it now for Glick. Larson has it, now stops, and gives it back to Grana. Now Larson from three in the corner, good. Larson, his last five baskets have come by way of three ball. He is on fire, ladies and gentlemen. Chance Coyle has it. Finally, he gets it over to Jaeger. 11-point margin between the two teams. Again, the Panthers led by 25 in the first half. And Columbus North has whittled it down to 11. Inside, Coyle put up a shot, good. Chance Coyle continues to get better with every game. He now has 11 points. And the lead back up to 13, 50 to 37. King getting ready to check back in for Columbus North. Kelly with it, now to Larson. Larson with Jaeger on him. And now he finds Grana. Grana, back to Glick. Now they'll get the offense going again. With the ball is Larson. Larson now to Kelly. Kelly. Or to Grana. And now they find Larson. Now Tucker's on him. This is a screen from Grana. Back to Glick. Glick fakes the three. Now starts moving with the ball. Stops. And now he leaves it to Kelly. Kelly lost the handle momentarily. Got it back. And then picked his pocket. Tucker Blackwell did. Tucker goes to the other end and lays it in. Blackwell now with 8. 52-37. Lead back up to 15. 5:31 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Good steal by Tucker. Panthers needed a defensive stop. They need another one, John. Defensive stop and a hoop. Stop this little hemorrhage we've had here.
Larson with it. Or Grana, rather. Now Larson from the corner. No, got his own rebound after missing the three, and he's fouled by either Logan Kirby or Chance Coyle. Let's see who got him.
What you got to do there when you're John Jaeger and you're 6 feet tall, and
John
Larson, who says 6'3", I think he's 6'5", but you can't run past him. You go contest the shot and block him out. He ran past him. Guess who got the rebound when it was short?
I was looking at the big guys to see which one of them committed the foul, and it was
John Jager
on the reach. Okay, Humes has checked back into the lineup. Now to Glick. He still has it. Blackwell on him. Nice spin move. And we got a foul on Blackwell. Blackwell's looking at the official saying, hey, he's using the arm bar on me.
Now, Glick makes that spin, and he makes it. He has no problem spinning back to his left shoulder. He's left-handed. But what he did there was he cleared out with his left shoulder. And, Tucker, it's only his first foul tonight.
Free throw line, Glick. And he got that shooter's roll. He's perfect 5 for 5 from the line.
He's a good player. He just didn't need it. He doesn't need all the histrionics and all the other
the extra
stuff
curricular.
He does. Yeah.
Second minute's on the way, and it's good as well. 52-39, 5:08 to go here in the fourth quarter. With the basketball is Mick Elliott. He leaves it for Jager to Kirby. Now back to Tucker.
Tucker wanted to shoot it, but
inside
let's get a layup.
Takes it up right at King, and King's going to get him.
Let's get the. He didn't take the three, and then Chance Coyle kept moving inside the offense, cut from the free throw line down. Tucker just dropped it to him.
That's King's third.
Actually, if Chance would have went up left-handed, he might have got an and one. These kids, you can't go up on the left side of the basket with your right arm and the opponent on your right arm as he hits a free throw.
Well, first free throw attempt tonight goes down.
Go up strong with your right side of your body blocking the player and use your left hand off the board.
Second one is up and good as well.
Good job, Chance.
13 points for the young man. Lead back up to 15, 54-49. Again, Columbus North cut it to 11. Now the Panthers get it back up to 15. Vrana out top. Dribbles left side. Drives inside, but uses the left hand. Misses it. Blackwell with a rebound. Ball loose on the floor. He and Humes fight for it. Tucker hits the deck, and they say out of bounds off Tucker.
Tucker got fouled and thrown to the ground after getting a nice rebound and no call, but that's all right. Tough ball game.
Larson will inbound it. Larson throws it in to Glick. They go down low to King. King turns over Elliott, and Elliott, well, he got the ball, but he got him in the body. But again, that was good defense. They isolated him. Elliott, and Elliott did a good job holding his ground against the bigger guy, but he got him in the body. King, a 65% free throw shooter, has not scored in the ball game. This is his first free throw attempt.
It's his first shot of any kind, John.
Yeah, came in averaging 6 points a ball game.
He has 2 rebounds, and he's not even attempted a shot from the field.
Second one is on the way, and he got it. He's got a good basketball future in front of him. 54-40 the score.
Nice.
Columbus North picking him up full court. Panthers break it. Elliott has it. Now gives it to Coyle. Coyle out to Jager. Now we'll set up the offense. We might run a little clock here. Got a 14-point lead. No reason to just take it right to the basket unless you got a wide open lane. Kirby out top. Now he'll put his ball on the floor, and he leaves it for Jager. Jager is double teamed. Stops. Now to Kirby out top. Now over to Elliott. Elliott inside to Coyle. Coyle off the glass. Got it. Chance Coyle. Panthers doing a good job of spreading the floor and leaving that open lane there for Chance. And he gets the basket to lead back up to 16. 56-40. Cooper Glick with it. Elliott on him. Now to Grana. 3 on the way. No good. Deep rebound comes to who else? Chance Coyle. He gives it to Blackwell. Panthers in the front court. Tucker with it. Now stops. Brings it back out. King's now on him.
Nice pass.
He's somebody open underneath. And that was Mick Elliott. Blackwell with the assist. Good recognition. Elliott in double figures tonight. That's going to be a career best for him. 12 points.
I would think you're right, John. Excellent look by Tuck. And a steal by Tucker Blackwell.
Took it right away from King. Now Tucker gets it across the timeline. King still on him. Tucker, nice pass. Elliott
another
again.
Pass.
Got it. Tucker Blackwell with the assist. Mick Elliott, career night for that young man. 60-40 to lead back up to 20 at 3:13 to go. Larson, long three, short with it. Rebound, Tucker Blackwell. Blackwell didn't have the numbers, but he's going to take it right at King. Stops, and Kirby had to hustle to get the ball. He had to hustle to get it across, be in the
good
front
job,
to get
Logan
the ball.
Kirby.
And now we've got, looks like maybe a timeout. JR wanting to make a substitution. I can't see him breaking the flow. We'll keep it right here. Sponsors of high school basketball on WGCL include Henderson Orthodontics, Southern Indiana's number one choice for Invisalign. Online at smilesbyhenderson.com. Henderson Orthodontics, proud sponsor of Confident Smiles. A lot of Confident Smiles in that Panther huddle right now. Also sponsored by Smithville. Smithville Security has new low-cost energy management equipment that allows you to manage your lights, your thermostat, and more. It's over a monitored security system for a safe and efficient home or office. Schedule a free on-site assessment by calling 812-876-2211.
Well, thank gosh that both our city schools are going to advance to Friday night for you and Joe, because the Hoosiers are going to drop one tonight. It sure looks like it. I'm going to shut my Twitter down because that's one game I won't go home and have to watch tonight.
Well, boys, when you know the score, and if it's not the score you want to see, it's find something else on tonight. Better Call Saul. Maybe you got that on tape. Taylor Gilpin has it out high. He leaves it for Elliott, who's now double-teamed. We got a foul, and I think Larson got him. That'll be the sixth foul, I believe, on Columbus North. Yep, that is the sixth. Larson's second. Coyle will inbound it. He gets it into Jager. Jager, double team, gets it across the front court. Lost it momentarily, got it back.
Nice.
For Kelly, or for Kirby, rather. He missed it. And it was the rebound pulled down by Humes. In the front court, the Kings double dribble. Logan Kirby doing a good job of getting back on defense.
Well, Logan Kirby's missed three layups tonight, too. And he's had an outstanding game. Don't get me wrong, but he could have 18 right now.
Did all his damage early.
Oh, yeah. He hit shots early, got five rebounds by the half. And, the Panthers have just all played a pretty good ball game tonight.
Gilpin with it, leaves it for Martindale. Martindale now stops, now to Coyle. Coyle. Gives it back to Martindale. Boy, almost had to have a turnover. Franz got it. Boy, that was an interesting shot by Keenan Franz. Hit the deck. Still got the ball up, though. He was falling down. He's got 4 points. Lead back up to 22. Three ball on the way by King. No good. Rebound down to Martindale. Martindale to Jager. Johnny across the timeline. Now over to Gilpin. Gilpin out of Jager. There you will certainly run some clock here. Martindale gives it over to Franz. France back
nice.
To Martindale, got it. Well, I tell you what, they're just cutting them up inside, the Panthers are, and it's back up to 24 after Columbus North had cut it to 11. And now Jager will sit down, most likely for the last time. Michael Connor coming in. Connor saw some action there in the first half. Jager getting some pats on the back from his mates. Jager with 4 points tonight. Glick has it, nice spin move. Instead gives it to Brana. He'll take a three short. Gilpin with a rebound. Gilpin gives it over to Coyle. Coyle, nice job, and he drew a foul on King. I thought Brana was hammering Gilpin pretty good there on the back, but didn't call anything. Yep, looked like there wasn't as much contact between Coyle and King, but Coyle got the call.
Jason Spears emptying his bench.
We'll probably see JR respond in kind here shortly. Yeah, a lot of new faces. Jalen Flemons, good-looking freshman. He's going to be the quarterback for Columbus North here in a couple of years. Columbus media tells me. Trey Vincent, good-looking freshman. The ball game when Columbus North played here during the year. Boyle good on the free throw. The Eye Center of Southern Indiana, they are truly changing lives, and they're doing that with Ryan Lasik. Don't wait any longer. Give them a call, 334-1213. Well, at the line. And he got that one to go as well. Well, a perfect 4-for-4 from the stripe. He'll check out. Good applause. Philip King, freshman, is going to check into the lineup. Good things we expect out of Mr. King. here in the coming years. With the ball is Vincent. Gets it down low to a new face in there. That's Zach Green. Green is fouled. Nope, Green commits it over. I'm looking down to see who he was. And I didn't watch the end of the play, but he must have committed, he committed a turnover. King with a nice pass to Franz. And Franz, he was about to go to Martindale, and they thought, well, no, that's not a real good pass. Problem was, O'Keenan had already jumped in the air. And when you jump in the air and you come down, that's a travel call. Wholesale substitutions now. Then another young man who just checked in for the Panthers is going to see a lot of action in the future. That's Josh Hall.
I like him.
Oh, I like him a lot.
Yes, sir.
Good front court guy.
They're going to need him next year to step up and play well.
Now it's what they call garbage time.
Yes, it is.
Down low, that's Flemons. Now there's a three ball and knocked in. That was J.D. Harris.
J.D.
J.D. showing that range from outside. It's his first points of the year. Inside at the varsity level. Gilpin, nice pass, but he couldn't track it.
Blake Collier. Yeah, Blake Collier dropped it.
That's got to be tough, though, when you've been sitting on that bench
the entire
ball game. And you're,
no doubt.
You're coming in there cold.
Yeah, he was just trying to get another fellow senior a little hoop there at the
there
end.
There he was. And we're under 45 seconds. Nice pass inside. Shot was missed. That was Flemons taking it strong to the hoop. He'll go to the stripe. In limited action from the stripe, 50% shooter on the air. Josh Hall gets his name in the book with a statistic. It's a personal foul. Free throw is good. Lennon's a good young ball player. We'll be seeing a lot of action next year. And he couldn't get that one to go, and Hall skies to get the rebound. Hall finds Gilpin. Gilpin will bring it across the timeline. Panthers, they do not need any more points. They can just run the clock out and be done with it. Connor with it. Now gives it to Collier. Collier to King. King being harassed by Vincent. Connor still with it. Connor dribbles. Now gives it over to Hall. Now back to Connor. He's going to just dribble out the clock. No reason to score any more points, guys. We got enough by far. And now Connor just holds the ball, and that will do it. 66-44 is the final score. Panthers advance to Friday night's action. And welcome to our post-game show. And we will continue with more after this. 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther basketball on WGCL. Back here at J.R. Holmes Court, Bloomington Schools both victorious here tonight. Cougars a 70-57 winner over Shelbyville in tonight's game one. 26 points from Tate Stewart in that one. Now the Panthers with a 66-44 victory here in this ball game. A ball game that, quite frankly, never trailed. And they led by as many as 25 points. That was in the first half. That was by the score of 31-6. Columbus North closed within 22 at the end of the half, 35-13. Panthers, though, they had just a few spots here and there where they lost their concentration a bit, but especially when Columbus North was able to cut the lead down to 11, but then they regained their focus, coast home with a 66-44 win. Panthers led at the end of one, 19-4. Scored the first 8 points of the second quarter to lead 27-4 before Trent Larson scored a basket. And that was one of only two two-point baskets by Larson, because then he decided he was going to take the rest of his shots behind the arc. And he hit five of those tonight. Terry will tell you that he had quite a ball game. I told you a little bit, right? That was a pretty good preview right there. Tonight's postgame show brought to you by Black Lumber, 1710 South Henderson, your local home improvement specialist. All the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements. And by Advanced Auto Care for routine maintenance or repairs on your car. See Andy and the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care, 1077 Air Drive. Give them a call, 330-1620. We'll continue with more after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther basketball on WGCL. 66-44, the final score. Columbus North actually closed it 48-37, the margin to 11. before the Panthers caught fire again and coasted home with a big win. They'll take on the Columbus East Olympians in game two on Friday night. First game will be the Bloomington North Cougars and East Central. Panthers now, we didn't mention this much in here, but they've now won 17 games in a row, and the defensive aggregate has been excellent all year long. And hey, it went up a little bit when they took on Warren Central. That raised it some, but they got it back down in there. They like beating those teams, holding those teams in the 40s, and that's what they did here tonight. And all in all, Terry, it was just a well-played game by the Panthers. Again, they had a couple of rough spots there, but again, when they had those rough spots, it was not at a point in the game where, you know, it was a killer by any stretch of the imagination. And they just looked like a team that, you know, they took care of business tonight. They knew that you know, they beat them in the regular season. They knew that they had to show up tonight because they saw what happened when Bloomington North. They knew that they were going to take on a good team because they knocked off a good Bloomington North team over on the Bulldogs' home floor. And they came out, took care of business tonight, and again, the season continues for them.
Workmanlike is a good way to put it.
I like that.
You like that?
I do.
Workmanlike. First, let's do a little Columbus North stats real quickly. Trent Larson with 21 points, Cooper Glick with 14. 2 points apiece from Vince Grana, Mitch Kelly. 3 points off the bench by J.D. Harris with a three in the fourth quarter. 1 point for Jalen Clemens. 1 point for Alex King. Marcus Humes did not score. Steven Petersmith did not score. Nathan Van Dievener did not score. Zach Green or Ethan Mitchell either. 37% from the field. 33% from three ball range. 9 of 10 for Columbus North tonight. 15 rebounds, 13 turnovers, and some costly turnovers, especially in the fourth quarter after they had got it back down to 11 points. And then the South, again, in the fourth quarter, South 7-9 from the field, 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and just, you know, only had one turnover in the second, and fourth quarters.
Wow.
For a total of 6. They had 3 in the third when it got helter-skelter. So it's kind of bad. Leading off for the Panthers tonight, leading scorer with 17 points, freshman Chance Coyle, 6-7 from the field, 1-1 from three ball, and 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and he had 3 rebounds. 14 points for Nick Elliott, might have been his high. Did a kid a couple rebounds, 6-9 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line, missed only 3 ball. Excellent game by Nick Elliott. 12 points for Logan Kirby. And I said, you know, Logan, 5-8 from the field, and the 3 he missed were layups. So
yep.
He had 5 rebounds, 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Another good floor game tonight for Logan Kirby. 8 points for Tucker Blackwell, 3-6 from the field, 2-4 from 3 ball, 5 rebounds. I had him for 7 assists, and he made some nice ones
tonight.
Yes,
he did.
He found a lot of people wide open. 7 points. And a couple of rebounds for Josh Martindale, 3-for-8. He was kind of tough around the basket tonight. Just didn't hit the shots that he's been hitting most of the year. 1-of-2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Johnny Jaeger, 2-for-4. Decent floor game, no turnovers. But Johnny just didn't look for his shot tonight. And the Panthers moved the ball. And a lot, you know, with John and Tucker only taking 10 shots between them, and you win by 22 points, that's a good ball game. That's a good ball game. Also, 4 points off the bench, Keenan France, 2-for-4 and 3 rebounds. Taylor Gilpin, Michael Connor, Blake Collier, Phillip King, and Josh Hall all played and did not score. South finished the night 26-47, 5-53. Shooting only 7 three balls tonight, 3-of-7 for 428. 9-of-12 from the free throw line and 21 rebounds. 66-44, John, I'm really surprised at that score. And 17 in a row, the Panthers are rolling.
We'll continue with more from the J.R. Holmes Court after this timeout. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther basketball on WGCL. Back at J.R. Holmes Court, 66-44 the final. Bloomington South advancing in the tournament. sectional. 17th win in a row for the purple and white. Post-game player brought to you by Greenland Schultz Trial Lawyers. If you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect. Give Greenland Schultz a call, toll-free, 866-685-6800, or visit them online at greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you. It was Tate Stewart. He was our post-game player of the game in the first ball game. And, Terry, who's your pick here in the nightcap?
I'd like to go two again, but the last time you and I did a game, I did two. And, you know, we don't want to cost the station money for two certificates. So, yeah, I'll get Holtz. Brad Holtz will chastise me for that. But, no, seriously, Chance Coyle, 6'3", freshman, 17 points tonight, three rebounds, just an over, you know, he only missed one shot in an outstanding floor game. Played some good defense. I really like the way, you know, that this kid's playing. Panthers got three solid off the bench. They're eight strong, easy. Probably could push it to nine. Chance Coyle's our player of the game tonight for the South Panthers.
All right. Congratulations to that young man. Some final thoughts and comments after this final timeout. Limits the South Panthers win at 66-44. We'll be back here in just a bit here on Bloomington South Panther, the home of Bloomington South Panther basketball, WGCL. Back at JR Holmes Court, I mentioned going into this last break that we are the home of Bloomington South Panther basketball. We are. We're also home to Bloomington North Cougar basketball and also Edgewood Mustang basketball. All right, talking about the action on Friday night, it will be the Bloomington North Cougars, 15-7 after their 70-57 win over Shelbyville. They'll be taking on East Central, which I think is located, I think it's just east of, or actually just west of New York City, if I'm not mistaken.
Well,
it's
pretty close.
It's a long way over there, and as I understand it, that's where the sectional is next year.
Yeah, I know.
So looking forward to that. But yeah. Anyhow, that's next year, and tonight is this year. So at East Central, again, I'll be taking on Bloomington North. Joe Smith will have Chalk Talk at 5:30. Tip will get underway at 6, and then game two, it will be the Bloomington South Panthers taking on the Columbus East Olympians, and that should be a dandy ball game as well. Talking with Columbus media, they tell me that Columbus East is really playing good ball right now.
They've won six in a row after they lost to the game that you and I did against Bloomington North. So we'll see what happens. Brent Chitty's got the club playing well. I think that'll be an outstanding game again, another game that South beat them by 20 here earlier in the year. Awfully hard to come back and play the team again like that here in the sectionals. That'll be a dandy. East Central, I'm not sure, you know, possibly Musa Jallo come back.
We'll see.
Friday night, that'd be great. And, John, you and Joseph are going to have two excellent ball games, and I'm hoping that you've got city schools. I'll come up here and sit with you Saturday night.
Sounds good, man. We'll make it a date, hopefully.
That's
okay,
right.
Again, 70-57 the score in the first game, 66-44 the score in the nightcap. Both Bloomington schools advancing to play again on Friday night. For all of our sponsors, for Katie Robbins, high atop One City Center at the controls, for Terry Stultz, for all of our sponsors, I'm John Callahan. And until we talk to you again on Friday night, good night from the south side of Bloomington.